This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do on third hours on Fridays, we speak with writer, activist, instructor, the man that more people have read his articles in the United States when it comes to guns and gun stuff than anybody else, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. Are you there? Okay.
In particular, what would you like to start with today? If we could dive right into Justice Gorsuch talking about the bump stock ban, or
well, we can most certainly do that if you would like. I'm perfectly good with that one.
Well, I found, the Supreme Court denied, certiorari, I think is how it's pronounced.
Right.
Certiorari. Little mouthful there. And what that means is they are not going to hear the case that was appealed to them from the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. And Justice Gorsuch wrote a comment on it that was very interesting because essentially he said, I know that this is not a good decision. They didn't use the right tools. It is a bad rate. It appears to be an unjustified regulation. I'm paraphrasing him.
Right.
And don't get too worried about it because we're waiting for the right case, and there are several cases in the works. And it's very unusual for a Supreme Court justice to write such a comment. And he said, I agree with my colleagues, this wasn't the right case. But he said, the people who are interested, don't worry. You know, we're waiting for the right one. I think I can quote his very last paragraph.
He said, right.
Despite these concerns, I agree with my colleagues that the interlocutory petition before us does not merit review. The errors apparent in this preliminary ruling might yet be corrected before final judgment. Further, other courts of appeals are actively considering challenges to the same regulation. Before deciding whether to weigh in, we would benefit from hearing their considered judgments, provided, of course, they are not afflicted with the same problem. But waiting should not be mistaken for lack of concern. That's a pretty powerful last sentence. And so I have hopes that this bump stock decision will result in a good decision out of the court, something that will reinforce our right to bear arms rather than further undercut it. And to some extent, I'm wondering if the Trump administration might have deliberately set this case up as something the Supreme Court would be interested in.
Hmm.
Because Gorsuch says specifically in his scathing review of what the appeals court for the District of Columbia did, he says the people who are on the government side, they didn't even bring that argument up. How come you're addressing that argument, which is the Chevron defense he's talking about? Why did you bring that up when it wasn't even brought up by the defense in this case? So that's another thing. The Chevron defense is it's kind of a progressive idea that if Congress passes a bag law and gives lots of power to an administrative agency, then the administrative agency can flesh out the details of that law as it sees fit. And that's kind of bad because it gives tremendous power to the administrative state. And I think, so I have some hopes that we'll get a better decision than what we've got in the court so far.
I noticed that, you know, the problem with some of these things when I'm reading these now, like he's talking about he thinks the rule should not even be there, something along those lines.
Right.
I fully agree with him on that one. I don't really know what to think of some of the stuff that he puts out there sometimes, simply because I don't understand the legalese.
This legalese is dense. It's hard to wade through.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's if it's just because there's a lot of legal terms in there, and the court has developed all these protocols and procedures, and you have to figure out why they're doing this and why they're doing that when it just seems they'd take the case and strike it down. That's the sort of thing I get bound up on.
Me too. Me too. But, those things that they, some of that stuff they do, I mean, it just defies description for me. But do you think they're going to do something prior to Ginsburg being gone, or what do you think?
Oh, that's a really good question. And we don't know. You know, Justice Ginsburg is elderly. She's had severe health problems for years. She's had cancer, I think, re-diagnosed, what is it? Three times in the last 18 months. And they keep saying that she's cured and fine. I have to give her credit. She is a very tough old lady.
Yeah.
And she's hanging in there. So we just don't know when she will leave the court. And I have seen elderly women live for a long, long time. She's, I think, 86 presently. I might be off a year on her birth date. But, you know, it's not unusual for older women to live into their 90s and even some of them go up to 100 today.
Right.
So we certainly cannot foresee that she will necessarily leave the court in the next 4 years or 5 years, if you want to stretch it a little bit. We just can't foresee that. So we can't rely on that. But it hovers there in the background, you know, kind of like the unseen vampire in the dark. You know it's there, but you don't want to talk about it too much. So when she leaves the court is just no one knows. But the odds are very good that she would leave the court sometime in Trump's second term.
It does not. I think she's only going to leave the court if she passes away, which I hate that. I wish that was not the case because I don't wish death on anybody. At the same time,
realistically, that's what will happen. She's not going to leave. I don't think she's going to leave the court otherwise, but if she became really unresponsive, let's say, just on a machine, it would be hard. I think it would be hard for her to be held to be on the court.
Right.
I think maybe the Supreme Court members would declare her to be no longer a member of the court, and they could do that.
Hmm.
But it would have to be proven, and they certainly don't like to do that sort of thing.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the first break, and Dean has written well over 3,000 articles, and about half of them you can find at amoland.com. All the stuff that we talk about, all the stuff that he talks about, he either has written about it or is going to write about it. Check it out, amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Kevlar-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, as we do. What else is on your mind? How did that book go with all the bear attacks in it? How did that work out?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm finding numerous attacks. I think we're up to about total. Now, I've been collecting them for a while, and we have a database of all the incidents I can find, and several researchers who are helping me, where a pistol was fired in defense against the bear. And the last update I did was a few months ago, and we were at 73 incidents. We're very close to about 90 confirmed incidents now, so it's about time for another update. And I've got about 7 other incidents that we're investigating, trying to get good enough information to include them. We won't include incidents that don't actually have documentation. We have to have a date, a place, and preferably a name where it happened and a publication where it was published. We'll take incidents that were published and maybe get the details from somebody in an email or something like that. But we have to have some way of knowing that the incident actually occurred. And preferably a first-person account. We don't want somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody.
Right.
So these situations, bear attacks, are relatively rare. And they're reported even less commonly, and cases where people are injured are even less common, and deaths are even less common. We only have 2 or 3 deaths a year from bear attacks. We probably have, 10 times that many where the bear attacked and minimal injury or no injury occurred, or the person survived is maybe the easiest way to put it. And I suspect we might have 10 times that many cases where the bear simply is confronted, shot at, killed, runs off, whatever. And because it's in a remote location, or maybe there's no reporting requirement, or perhaps the person that did it is worried about getting into trouble, it never is reported or makes it into the media. And we know that happens because there's a number of incidents in the intergovernmental group study of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, where they have a mortality chart they keep on grizzly bears. And there are a number of cases where they indicate that a bear was killed in self-defense by a person or persons that never make the papers. So even when it's officially reported like that, it doesn't always make the papers. So I suspect, especially with black bears, and especially in wilderness areas, there are many cases where the incident is just not reported or recorded, of course. So
now, is that because of fear of repercussion or something, of breaking the law?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think primarily that. I mean, in earlier days, it might have been because nobody thought the incident was worth reporting or recording. Some bear was acting aggressively and you shot it, and it was a month back to civilization, or you were in a little village that you only saw contact with the outside world every 6 months. It just didn't seem noteworthy or worth reporting. And we have, we know that happened. And those cases are lost. You just can't recover them. So we have cases too, a number of them. And I'll be doing an article on this. I don't want to, destroy the article or get out too much. But basically, there are plenty of cases where people are hunting bears and they kill bears in self-defense. But they killed the bear. It goes on their bear tag. And that's it. There's no recording of it as a self-defense incident. But we know that those cases occur because I have found a few of them. So, I also, something I saw recently, and this was an article I did, I think it's been more than a year ago, but I don't think we ever talked about it. When you're on these forums and you're discussing bear attacks, it used to be that people would invariably say, you're more likely to get killed by lightning than you are by a bear. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But it's a pretty common comment. Well, I started wondering if it was true. So it's true if you live where there aren't any bears and there's plenty of lightning. You know, if you live in New York City, you might get struck by lightning and killed more likely than being killed by a bear. But if you're in an area where there's lots of bears, it's not true at all. There are databases that keep track of how many people get hit and killed by lightning. And because of our better sensors today, for probably the last 20 years, we have databases of actual lightning strikes based on sensors that were put out around the world. The U.S. was one of the first places to put a good sensor system in place. And so we know where lightning strikes happened, and we know how many there were, and we have a very good sense of how many people were killed. Well, if you look at Alaska, we don't have any official record of somebody being killed by lightning. But we have lots of people that have been killed by bears. And if you look at Montana, which has the most lightning fatalities per capita of any place in the country, it just happens that way. I mean, right. In the research, that's what we found. Montana has the highest per capita number of lightning deaths in the country. And the per capita number of deaths by bear is considerably higher in Montana. So it's simply false that if you're where the bears are, that you're more likely to be killed by a lightning strike than by a bear. No, you're more likely to be killed by a bear than a lightning strike.
Who started that stupid thing? That now, you know, you're actually more likely to be killed by a lightning strike than in a school shooting.
Yeah.
But not, you know.
But that's don't have very many bears in school, you know.
That's also true. That's also true. Coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break, and of course, Dean. Dean is well, more people read his stuff than anybody else that writes in the United States in the gun genre today. Most of his half of his stuff is at Ammoland, where he writes very prolifically now. And all the stuff that we talk about, you can find it there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A cruise ship off the coast of California is now carrying 21 people with coronavirus.
We have developed a plan which will be implemented this weekend to bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus.
Vice President Mike Pence with an update saying 19 crew members and two passengers tested positive. President Trump is getting a rundown of CDC headquarters in Atlanta and trying to calm concerns regarding the virus.
We have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine. The vast majority are going to be fine. We've had 11 deaths. And they've been largely old people who were susceptible to what what's happening.
Final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 256 points to finish at 25,864. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten. And, what else has been on your mind? I told you you could take the lead tonight if you liked.
Well, I did want to talk a little bit more. First, I wanted to give a little shout-out to Larry Knuth on his Bear books, because they're the source of several of the attacks I've been able to find. And this new book has just come out, Safe with Bears. I haven't seen it on Amazon yet, but it should be available shortly. And then, since I mentioned lightning, I thought that I would mention a misapprehension I had about how dangerous things were out in the woods. And that is, I thought that when you were out in wild areas, people were far more dangerous than bears. I mean, people are without question the top predator on the planet. They routinely prey on other people. And so you're generally much more at risk from other people than you are from wild animals. But when I looked at the actual numbers in a place that kept records, Yellowstone National Park, I was surprised to find that if you're where the bears are far more dangerous than people. If you're in the populated area of Yellowstone, the danger from bears is not very great, but neither are the dangers from people. They're pretty low, and I suspect you have a pretty high quality of person that generally visits Yellowstone, and
right.
That might be one of the reasons. But then they separated out the risk when you're in the roadside campgrounds or the developed areas compared to being in the backcountry. And the chances of getting attacked by a grizzly, and this is a grizzly, not just all bears, but we're looking only at grizzlies here, and they are more dangerous on a per capita basis. In the backcountry was one for every 232,000 person travel days. that sounds a lot. But it isn't really that much, because 3 years, you have 1,000 days. And if you look at the chances of getting involved in a automobile accident, I think a fatal automobile accident, those are the most easily compared, fatalities to fatality. So your chances, if you spent 30 years in the backcountry in Yellowstone, I crunched the numbers, okay. If you spent 30 years in the backcountry of Yellowstone, your chances of being killed by a grizzly were about 1 in 102. So about 1%, roughly.
Right.
But the lifetime risk of being killed in a car accident in the United States is less, at 1 in 114. So you're in more danger of death by grizzly in the backcountry of Yellowstone than you are of by death by car in the rest of the country.
Well,
I mean, you know, what I'm trying to let people know is that the danger from bears when you're out in the environment of a wilderness, or anytime you get in close contact with them, actually, is significant. Don't just believe they're, you know, looking for a picnic basket, or, you know, they're soft, cuddly creatures. They're powerful, dangerous, wild animals, and they're unpredictable. And so it makes sense to protect yourself from them. So I just thought those were interesting numbers, so I called up that article I'd written about a year ago and thought it would be interesting to talk about.
It is, simply because even now, I talked to some friends of mine this past week, and I've talked to them before since we've started having these discussions about when they go hunting. And, like, I presume right now the bears are hibernating in most areas where there's bears. Is that correct?
Most of the time. But sometimes bears will get out of hibernation in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
We had that tragic killing up in Canada a year ago or a year and a half ago, that young woman and her 18-month-old daughter.
This is where the husband came and found them dead and had
right.
to kill the bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was right in the middle of winter. So even though you don't expect them to be out in the middle of winter, sometimes they are.
When a bear comes out of hibernation prematurely, is that bear a pretty angry customer?
Well, it's hungry.
Yeah.
It's probably come out of hibernation because it's starving. So the bear in Canada, which killed the young mother and her child, was so desperate it had killed and eaten a porcupine with all the quills. And
wow.
Its entire upper esophageal tract down to the stomach was completely, you know, they had quills all through it and probably in a state of infection. That bear was going to die relatively quickly, you know, within a few weeks for certain. But it didn't know it yet. So it was still hungry and it was still desperately trying to find food. So the first or one of the few things it came across in the middle of winter in Canada was this young woman and her daughter, and, you know, it was a desperate, starving animal. And it's not unusual. That is something that people should realize. That's how bears die, generally. They starve. Or another bear kills them, or a human kills them. Because younger bears are constantly looking for a territory to take over. And if, as a bear gets older, it just isn't able to defend its territory in fighting against other bears. And those younger bears will drive the older bears out, and then the old bear has a hard time finding food. In this case, it went into hibernation without sufficient fat on its bones and woke up in the middle of winter desperate for food. And,
right.
And that's what happened.
Hmm.
So, you know, dying of starvation is a very common thing for large predators as they age. People don't want to face that reality, but it's true. Another thing that people don't understand about predators is they don't generally kill real fast. And you know, all you have to do is go on the internet and watch some of these attacks by large predators. Even the big cats don't always kill very fast, and a lot of times they end up
basically eating the prey species while it's still alive.
Well, that doesn't sound very pleasant.
It isn't. But if you have a pistol and the bear is chomping on your legs, you usually can kill the bear.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that... That's very unpleasant, but at the same time, it just makes me... I just have this need to laugh. Maybe it's nerves. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's hard to understand exactly all the purposes that human humor is for. But it's not an easy thing to analyze. But certainly one of the things we laugh about is when we're glad that something happened to somebody else and not us.
Right. Well, that just... yeah. Yeah, I would have to say that's probably true. I would have to say that's probably true. But it's a very fascinating topic, and I'm sure as we continue to encroach on their territory and everything else, and that it's well, we're going to hear more. It's going to get more and more common.
Yes, it's a two-way street. Human population is increasing, and we're building in more places. But because bear populations were low about 40 years ago, the bear populations are increasing, and they're encroaching on our territory as well.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, hang on for me if you would, please, sir. Dean, of course, he writes at Ammoland.com. Recognize at SHOT Show by Freddie Reel, the one of the co-publishers of at Ammoland, as the people that more people read in the United States when it comes to the gun topic than anybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten as we close the week out. And tell me, Dean, are you still carrying a Glock 17?
Yes, that's my preferred carry piece. It's light, has plenty of ammo, sufficiently powerful, reasonably accurate. It's become what the Smith & Wesson Model 10 was before 1990.
Right.
You know, as the standard self-defense sidearm of the world, basically. Well, I mean, there were places in Russia didn't use the Smith & Wesson Model 10, but in the Western world, the Model 10 was the firearm used for police work and self-defense.
Right. Which generation do you carry? I'm curious. Were you like an early, do you have like a Gen 1, Gen 2?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think the one that I'm carrying now is a Gen 2. I have a Gen 1 that it's sort of semi-retired. I haven't shot it in a while. And it isn't because it stopped working. It's because I experimented with putting a reflex sight on it, and I haven't bothered to put regular sights back on it. And the problem I have with reflex sights is I'll forget to change out the battery in time. And so I decided it's not a good idea to carry a reflex sight when unless I am really good at changing out the battery every year. I could probably do that, but I find that probably night sights work about as well for the purposes I want it to be.
Now, when you say
the beauty of reflex sights on a pistol is you can make hits out to spectacular distance. It almost turns a pistol into a mini rifle, a carbine.
Yeah.
You know, with an optical sight on a pistol, you can easily hit man-sized targets at 200 yards.
Yeah. I've got optic on my Gen 5 Glock 19, and that's what I was going to ask you. Now, I had a Glock Gen 2. The first Glock I ever bought was a Gen 2, and it was a Glock 22, as a matter of fact, when they first, matter of fact, it was so new that I couldn't find ammo for it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is new.
And it was, with the Gen 2s, they were still making the magazines with the polymer inserts instead of the steel inserts in the magazines, which would make the magazine expand, and it wouldn't drop out of the gun when it was loaded. Remember that?
Well, until you got down to about 5 rounds, then it would drop
right
out.
Then, but that's because it was no longer had the double stack pressing out
right
on both sides.
Yeah.
So have you ever thought about updating your Glock?
Because yes, I have a lot. I've thought about it a lot. I like, now that open carry is much more
accepted, you know, due in part to our efforts. And, I mean, Arizona, where open carry is hardly even noticed anymore, I've thought about going to a longer slide Glock just for the extra sight radius, a little bit more feet per second. And I just have always liked longer barrel pistols.
So you're talking about a Glock 34?
Yeah, something like a 34. Unfortunately, and I've mentioned this before, the 10mm and 45, you know, the Glocks, well, the Model 20s and 21s, the grips are just a hair too big for my hand. I mean, I can shoot them, and I can shoot them fairly well, but they're just not quite as comfortable as that Model 17 is, which seems about perfect.
Yeah.
Or the 19, virtually the same thing, and just a little bit easier to conceal. I am told, by the way, that the 19 is the most popular self-defense handgun in the world.
I shunned, two or three years ago, I just got tired of Glocks. It isn't so much I don't like the guns. I don't like Gaston Glock. I've heard too many things about him. I'm sure, and some of the things I've heard have been corroborated, so I know he's not that particularly, he's not a very, very nice fellow. So I went looking for different guns. But the problem I had with Glock is that Glock didn't evolve for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
Then I got talked into Glocks. Steve Fisher and Dave Harrington basically told me I should look at the Gen 5.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing good things about it.
Well, first things, my biggest thing with the Glock was the trigger. The trigger just seemed a little spongy to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Safe action trigger. And I had had Glocks built for me by Agency Arms, which, by the way, like with a 20 or 21, if you can get somebody to do it where they take all of the texture off of the slide, or excuse me, off of the grip, but leave the finger grooves in there, just get it perfectly smooth, and then do
they're basically slimming it down as much as possible.
Slimming it down and then doing, the job where not the trigger job, but putting the texture back on the grip after it's been reduced a little bit. That gets it down perfect.
Yeah, I can believe it. It wouldn't take much.
No, it wouldn't. And then you can have a nice. I had it done with a Glock 20, and it was the best. I called it Glockzilla.
Yeah,
I could have five pieces of brass in the air with that gun at one time.
This one you're going to use as a potential bear gun?
No, I don't have that gun anymore. The Grizzly gun is still being built, but what I discovered with the Glock Gen 5s is that the Glock 45, which is the Glock 17 grip, but with the Glock 19 slide, which I think the year before that in the Gen 4 they called it the Glock 19X.
Okay.
But now the Glock 45 that has come out, and the trigger on it is really good, and it's shorter than the Glock 17, but it's
it's got full size magazines in it.
Yes, it does. Now you lose some of the sight radius, without a doubt. But I mean, that is a really good gun. A lot of law enforcement is beginning to adopt that. I don't know why. I like that form factor.
I will need to try the trigger on some of those Gen 5s, and if they're as good as you say, I might end up getting one.
Well, I mean, I don't have a Gen 5 17. I have a Gen 4 17 with an Agency Arms trigger on it. So, but the Gen 5s, I've got a Gen 5 19, I've got a Gen 5 45. The trigger, I have never left a trigger stock in a Glock until the Gen 5s.
Well, I'll just have to try one. And there's a lot of interesting firearms out there, and now that I'm a little more prosperous than I was 30 years ago, if I see an interesting gun that I want to try out, I just buy one, you know.
There you go.
So I might do that. I have a couple of rifles sitting at my FFL who transfers things for me as we speak, and so I'm anxious to get out and test them out and see what how they react. And they're nothing super sexy, I don't think, but they're that Thompson Center improved version of the 10/22,
right?
Which which the more I look at it, the more it seems like they've done things right, such as integrating the peep sight on the rear of the receiver and then having a rail on the top that is basically a Weaver rail integral to the receiver, not attached.
Right.
And, you know, they have a threaded barrel on them, which I'm appreciating those more and more. So
I just got a gun with a threaded barrel, a handgun. I got the SIG P320 carry, but it's actually set up as a TACOPS.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with a threaded barrel. And I don't like them because the barrel cap keeps wanting to come off. I have to unscrew it, take it off, and stick it in my pocket when I'm going to shoot it.
And I've seen that as I've been playing around recently. But mostly what I'm talking about are on 22s.
Yeah.
And I've been playing around, and I am not ready to publish the research yet.
Right.
I've been playing around with some concepts with the garden gun concept where you use 22s and 22 shot cartridges at very close range. And it turns out that the threaded barrel becomes very useful there. And I'm just not ready to publish yet, so I can't tell you everything about it. But,
okay. Well, we're about to run out of time anyway. So even if you could, you'd have to wait until Wednesday. You going to be with me?
I hope to be with you on Wednesday. I don't see any reason why not.
Very good, sir. Thanks for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Mine as well. And that is it for the week. We will be back on Monday. And between now and Monday, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.